and maybe Michigan. So if we could get somebody either on your staff or from outside that could look at some of our people, I think it'd be helpful. I don't want Gilligan, I know that. Hell no, for anything.
All right.
I've told everybody that's asking. That is something that you can promote him to private business or something. Who is this fella, Agger, do you know?
Agger is...
Is he any kin to Carol?
No, he's not. I asked him that specifically.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a very successful, relatively young lawyer here in town who's had a great deal of international business in the transportation field.
Mm-hmm.
He had an earlier career in government, had experience in the wartime agencies.
Uh-huh.
I was well impressed with him.
Well, he looks like you might talk to Dave Ginsburg about him.
All right.
He was over at OPA during that period.
That's right.
Now, here are some of them that impressed me. I like Hewitt. I would like to pursue that a little more.
All right, want me to see if by chance he'd be available?
Yes, yes. Right. I don't think he will be at all, and I don't want to be turned down.
Right, I know
but
that.
But if you can have Heinemann or somebody like that say, why don't you go in there and help help this thing? My judgment is we're just playing with who's who's on people of that type, because I don't think he's going to do that. I rather like Sweeney, and I would like to more or less close down Appalachia. At the moment, I don't see it has any great challenge.
That's right.
And I think he's done a rather good job.
He has.
So I would give Sweeney pretty good marks for that place as the alternate.
All right.
On the undersecretaries, Hewitt appeals to me.
What's your reaction to Fox?
Not much. I don't see he's been anything but an administrator of an airport. He was manager of a Worcester airport in Massachusetts. That doesn't look like to me it's so hot. He was a airport in district.
Well,
he's been a manager of airports.
He's got a big operation there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know that. And so did our FAA man, Jeep Halaby, but that doesn't make him desirable as the cabinet level.
Uh-huh.
And this man would be acting cabinet, and I wouldn't give Fox much. I would give Hewitt a pretty good strong feeling if there's a chance of getting him.
All right, I'll explore that one.
Then I would also give some thought to anybody else that had been in the transportation field that might be good.
All right.
I don't know that he'll ever do it. I think he's going with the American Association of Railroads, and I think he quit government because he wasn't interested. But one of these levels, a pretty good boy would be this boy Hutchison, who is over at the railroad interstate.
I think he's with the
buses now, and he's going with the railroads.
Okay.
And I think it may be a good, pretty big salary, or they're giving consideration. He would be a good one to give thought to. I like him, and he's able, and I've watched him for years. And I don't think he would be particularly dominated by this group. I'm afraid that you got a lot of sleepers in here that you and Boyd haven't gone into that don't look good. But Hewitt would be very palatable to me.
All right. Where do you feel we have sleepers?
Well, I just mean that I don't think you've gone into the political angle of them and their philosophies and their loyalties and their connections that I think would maybe plague us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got to check that. I mean, anybody that puts Gilligan up on the head of the list is almost like having Barry Goldwater. I mean, he's a good Democrat, but he's not our man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know that, you see, well, probably you don't know the others. That one kind of makes me back my ears some.
That kind of triggered it, huh?
No, but if I come in to you and say, John, I really want to put a man on Civil Service Commission, and Capone's a hell of a good man, What do you think about my other?
Yeah, all right.
Is that illustrated?
I didn't realize Gilligan was that.
Well, I don't want to make an issue of Gilligan. I just point out some of these things. So let's start with Undersecretary. I would say Hewitt would be a very good possibility. I don't know what we owe to Alabama. I would try to go some other place.
All right.
I don't think we'll ever have much leverage in Alabama, do you?
No, and I don't think that really this guy has very deep roots there.
That's right. I think we ought to go somewhere.
Born there, that was all.
I would really like to go someplace where we have a chance to get somebody in that would be helpful to us. I wouldn't mind going to Pennsylvania, and I wouldn't object to going to Dick Hughes in New Jersey. I'd like to go to somebody in Illinois, but I wouldn't go to Alabama and Mississippi to build a man's cabinet if he's going to run again.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yep. Right.
But if you get Hewitt, you'd have an Illinois man, but I'd look at Pennsylvania, and I'd look at Ohio, and I'd look at
Indiana?
Not much. New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd stay out of New England pretty well. Texas and Oklahoma, and
not Iowa.
Not much. They're going to always be Republicans, and it's going to be embarrassing for the fella. You see, a fella comes up from a state like Iowa, as a Democrat, it's going to be embarrassing because his governor's really a Republican, and so forth. So I wouldn't worry much about the Assistant Secretary Mackey. I'd try to find somebody that had good experience that would come from some of these other areas. I don't want to just say I'm down on Alabama, and I don't want that to go beyond you. I don't even want it repeated to Boyd.
Right.
But I talk to you like I do to my wife, and I've got to give you my... if there are any places that we have any other places, I would stay away from Berkeley as much as I could. I think we've gone awfully strong on California,
mm-hmm.
but nearly everything. I just moved a man in the interior from California.
Well, Lewis was from Oregon.
Yes, I know it, but Anderson was from California.
Mm-hmm.
If he questioned me.
I remember that one very well.
All right, well, I haven't talked
about John Boyd.
And he's investigating us this morning, so that's the kind you get from there. On the Congressional Intergovernmental Relations, I would think Sweeney would be good. He's from Michigan.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
On the Assistant Secretary, I have a good deal of appeal for Agar.
All right.
On the General Counsel, I don't know much about him, but I would think Robeson would be good if he's available.
All right. I'll talk to him. I believe he is available.
You can talk to Joe, too, pretty well.
Yeah, Joe's talking to me.
Give me this fella over there. Alan Dean, Associate Administrator, FAA.
Dean's the administrative man for FAA. Has been there with McKee, with Hallaby, and with Quesada, and has been one of the key men in the task force in the whole Department of Transportation Development. He's a career man. Lives in Virginia.
Give me his name. Do you know it? Is this it? Yeah. I would like to give a good deal of consideration to Turner for the Bureau of Public Roads.
All right. The reservation that Boyd has on that is that he's such a hell-for-leather highwayman that it would be difficult to have him operate in the kind of integrated transportation system that the new department's intended to develop.
Well, he's going to operate as a highwayman, and he's not going
to... Yeah, but the point was to try to have somebody who would be agreeable and flexible. working with the other systems in the development of a total transportation plan.
Well, I think you'd have to talk to him about that and see what he'd do. He's been there a good while, and the congressional people are pretty strong for him.
Yeah. Oh, he has. He's been there since 29.
He's a career man, and he's probably the most experienced man, they tell me, in the whole operation. Breadwell, I felt, didn't always work out with us in some of our programs up there in the early days. He didn't do too good a job with our beautification and stuff. So I don't want to reward a fellow that I thought drug his heels a good deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, negative on that.
Well, I wouldn't say negative. I'd just say I'd like for you to look at Turner very, very, very good.
All right.
I don't want anybody connected to the United for anything, ever. The chairman of the...
Nobody for United.
No, hell no. They're the meanest, vicious Republican outfit I can't think of. I'd rather have Barry Goldwater.
Mm-hmm.
I can't... Who thought of him?
Alan Boyd.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Well, Boyd's known Patterson and felt that he would have the prestige and has a...
He might have.
...record on safety.
All right. If he wants somebody of... I guess he can't get an... what about C.R. Smith?
C.R. Smith is still active in American Airlines, whereas Patterson's actually retired.
Well, let's find some young fella for that.
All right.
I don't want a 67-year-old man, number one. I think they'll murder me with that. I think second, I don't want Patterson.
All right.
And third, I don't want anybody from United. Because
at any time.
No.
Alright. How about the other four?
I don't know them. Don't know anything about the background. I haven't gone into the study, which I will.
Yeah.
But,
Well, Robson is prominent in the safety field in trucking.
Yeah.
And, Hebert is a young Negro attorney.
Do you know anything about his politics, Robeson?
Robeson's a Republican lives in suburban Kansas City on the Kansas side of the line.
That makes it awful hard for Democrats to support us if we go to rewarding these people with a Republican, don't you think so?
Well, we've got to have two Republicans out of the five.
All right. Okay.
That's the only reason.
All right.
Otherwise...
Who's the other one?
Then the others we have on here, Hebert is from Wisconsin, a Democrat, an appointee previously of Gaylord Nelson's to the Public Utility Commission of Wisconsin. He's been down here as Deputy General Counsel of the Navy. Has good regulatory background, good legal background. Earl is the man that John McClellan has, I believe, mentioned to you a number of times. He's a prominent lawyer, businessman, insurance executive in Little Rock, who's expressed interest over the past 18 months or so in a government assignment. This appeared to be an appropriate one for him.
Well, we'll talk on these when we get back. I would think that this would be a good place to take care of people we have to take care of in some of these places. We'll never. Who are the two Republicans? Robeson?
And Patterson, you see. Patterson's a Republican from Illinois. But has one of the points I make in the paper on Patterson is that he has been head of Republicans for Daley in the mayor campaigns out there.
Yeah.
But he's United. We'll look elsewhere.
That's good. Might talk to Warren Woodward about some good young men.
Mm-hmm.
He knows some a good man, and he may be able to help you there.
Well, one thing I want to do is try to make sure this doesn't have t- too much aviation flavor. This is one of my
concerns. It looks like it's pretty heavy, too, through these various things. I would try to move away from FAA and aviation. And you do that with Hewitt as undersecretary. And I don't know who you'd get as assistant secretary. I'd like to, neither one of the two you got appeal to me, or the three. No, policy planning, you just have one. That's
just
planning.
Have one, yeah.
I'd get some more names there. The research and technology, neither one appeal to me, Stearns, Disposition, and Malish. The next one, Sweeney, does appeal to me.
All right.
The next one, Agri, does, although I'd want to look at it. I want some more justification, Smith, before I really bring a top man in as Chief General Counsel. Robeson appeals to me. I like him. I gave you my highway man.
Right, you want Turner?
I know. I want you to look at him.
Yeah.
I think he's there, and I think he'd be well accepted. I think he'd do a good job, and I don't know whether Bridwell is going to be a Johnson fire eater or not. The railroad administrator, I don't know whether we want to raid the commerce anymore or not. I'd look for somebody there.
Well, this fellow came down about a year and a half ago,